Podtacular 343, Evolution of Griffball, for February 2nd, 2013.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm, and today we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into Griffball. So on our last episode, we talked about how there was an interview with Bernie Burns from Rooster Teeth Productions, who was actually one of the, kind of the founders of Griffball. And I actually have someone here with me today to dive a little bit deeper into the nitty-gritty details of Griffball. And she is over from the National Griffball Association, and she is Squirrel Burrito.
Oh yeah, that's me. Hello, everybody. Hope you're ready for some Griffball talk.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're dedicating a show to Griffball, and we're actually going to be dedicating another show to Griffball to kind of cover the maps and the changes that have happened on the game type level for the specific stuff in Halo 4. But I want to kind of give us a little bit of history of yourself, Squirrel Burrito. Kind of tell us how you got involved with NGA, what role do you play, how you got involved with Halo. Give us a little background story to who you are, since this is your first time on our show.
All right, will do. Well, I've been a lifelong gamer, starting with my 2600 and my NES, and I never really stopped. When I met the person who was going to become my husband, one of the things we did was play Halo 2 all night. Every night, it seemed like. That was sort of like a trial moving in period almost, because I wouldn't leave, because we would be playing together. And it was some of the most fun times of my life. I have people on my friends list that I still can't delete. I haven't played with them since Halo 2. It was a great experience for me, and I enjoyed that game just so ridiculously much. And then, one fateful Thursday, I would guess, in Halo 3, it was a double XP weekend, and there was this thing called Griffball, and that instituted a policy of, once a month or so, we weren't really going to be sleeping for the course of a weekend, and you got to get out, your big girl panties and your big boy pants and all that stuff, and it was ridiculous. We wouldn't leave that playlist for anything. We would stock up on food, and the delivery people would know, and they'd expect us to call once a month, and it was a great life for a while. It was just, we had awesome friends, we had great times, and then very shortly thereafter, I found out that we were expecting our first daughter. So we kind of dialed back on the Halo time and kind of dialed back on the not sleeping and being the rabid gamer type thing. And, that was all well and good. And then our first daughter, Nola, was born in June of 2008. And we started a family tradition of when we came home from the hospital, plopped down on the couch, stuck the baby on my lap, loaded up Halo 3, hopped in a Warthog, and little babies, they can grip, right from day one. And she had that right thumbstick, and she was helping me, and she totally got some assists on some Warthog kills. And
nice.
Yeah, and we did that with our second daughter, too, 4 years later. And it was just, we're a Halo family. We enjoy playing games together. We enjoy the experience and the friends. My daughters have dozens of uncles and cousins, some we may never meet, and, some we see from time to time. And it's a really great thing. We've just met wonderful people and had the most amazing time. Halo has the best community out there for any game I've ever seen. And, it's really a part of our lives. But, to go back to 2008, first-time parents, we, sort of did the overdoing it thing and even let our gold accounts lapse for a year or two even. And it wasn't until I saw a Black Friday flyer for Reach that it was a two-for-one special, because my husband and I, we each have an Xbox, and we will not split screen. We are spoiled brats. So it's two of everything.
I can agree and vouch for that completely.
Yeah, it's, it is what it is. We're, I guess, stuck up, but it was a great 2-for-1 deal. They were half price, so, you know, I went out in the cold and got in the line and grabbed Reach, and I got out of there pretty quickly because I, oh my God, Black Friday, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, but, I don't like Black Friday for some specific reasons.
Yeah, more of a Cyber Monday person, but I mean, that's my love for Halo right there. And even more challenging was not saying a word to my husband and keeping those wrapped up under the tree until Christmas. And, you know, it was a big surprise, and we were extremely excited to get back into the Halo world. You know, we had played on and off when our accounts were still gold, and, you know, it wasn't the same as what we had been doing. And so it was just like opening this door, like sort of to your childhood almost, just great times, and they're coming back, and it was great. And I think we first got to play on like the 27th, and we haven't stopped again since. We were lucky in a way because we came back and then the Griffball playlist dropped in Reach very shortly thereafter. And we hit the ground running, and we hooked up with old friends, and we made awesome new friends. And it was around that time that we played in our first Griffball League, and we didn't really know what we were doing, and we had no idea what League Griffball meant. We had missed the entire spectacle that was Halo 3 Griffball. You know, if you ask anybody that played Halo 3, you know, it's just, you know, the good old days. It is untouchable. And I'm very sad that I didn't get to experience that. But I feel like I've played Halo 3 Griffball vicariously through the memories of some really colorful people in our community. There's a lot of great stories out there. I'm not going to really go down this road because it'll get ugly quickly, but I mean, Halo 3 Griffball, League Griffball was, you know, kind of like an underground sort of fight club thing. There were just crazy things going on at every turn. You had these wild characters playing, and, you know, trash talk was, you know, basically encouraged, and it was a rough and tumble thing, and it was great. And it had definitely been toned down by the time we joined the leagues in Reach, but that was fine. It was still, you know, a good experience, and it was a lot of fun, and everything was going well, and we played with different people and different friends, and, you know, then certain things started to happen within the community, and our friends, you know, weren't necessarily having the best time playing anymore, or this or that. And it just became, you know, a sad but semi-common occurrence to see our friends kind of drop off of live for a while, you know, pull the I'm never playing Griffball again card, and, you know, it was very frustrating to us, and there's a whole laundry list of things that I could go into, but, you know, it's not the time or place necessarily for that. But, you know, we had some things that we disagreed with too. And in the end, this is nice that I get to skip up like 2 years here by just kind of, you know, it's a nice ellipse. But in May, we one night were with two friends in Halo Reach matchmaking and having fun and laughing and talking about things, and I believe it was actually one of our admins, Boss Tycoon, who, you know, said, we should run a league. You know, we can do this. We've been around the game. We love the game. We have all these ideas. We should just do it. And with two longstanding established leagues already in the game, you know, it was definitely a daunting task. And it was something we probably should have thought about, you know, sat back. But, I mean, into that night, as the sun was rising, you know, we had a name. We had plans, and we had the site registered a few days later, and then we were live. And I mean, really, we haven't really stopped since then. We've run 3 back-to-back-to-back leagues with no breaks, or seasons rather, not leagues, I'm sorry. Tons of events, lots of really creative things brought to us by community members. We've made friends with a ton of great Halo communities out there that, you know, maybe aren't Griffball fanatics like we are, but you know, they love coming out every once in a while, every couple of months, and just having a crazy Griffball night. And, you know, we love that. We really put a focus on interacting with the rest of the Halo community to kind of show them, you know, why we are the way we are and why we don't leave this playlist and, you know, why we're okay with playing Halo without guns. Because to the people that are really in there with Griffball, you know, it's a way of life. They say catch the disease, and it really does feel like that sometimes. It totally gets a hold of you.
But, it's a very different way to play Halo.
Definitely. It kills me when I go back. I was doing really well, or at least for me, in Halo 4 with, you know, no playlist, and I was shooting things again, and it was, you know, relearning how to throw a grenade properly and things like that, and I was so I might be making myself sound a little bit worse than I actually am, but you know, really, we play so much Griffball, you go and you're like, wait, I have a gun, and I don't have, you know, infinite cap on this, and I'm going to run out of bullets. Like, well, this isn't right. And, you know, obviously a large map with, you know, natural objects and stuff, that's sort of foreign to us. But,
Already. You just kind of spilled your guts out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think, like, how do I follow that up? Like, I just admitted I'm a terrible Halo player, and I'm a weirdo.
I don't think so.
Just follow it. Playlist, and I didn't know how to follow that one up. But I mean, seriously, it really feels like that. You know, it just at some point it switches over, and Halo becomes more about Griffball than it is about Halo. And it's just, it's a really great game, and it's affected a lot of people, my friends and my colleagues, in the same way. And it's just, we have a lot of fun, we have a good time, and we would love to show everybody who thinks that, you know, it's a waste of time or a boosting playlist. You know, we would say, come give us a shot. Come play with us for a little bit and see what you think at the end of the night. You know,
it's very competitive.
It is very competitive, especially when you get toward the league aspect of it. The things that go down still to this day, even with the toned down, you know, rules and suggested ways to act, we'll say.
Etiquette?
Etiquette, yes. That would be a good vocabulary word. I don't normally think of etiquette with Griffball. I mean, it really is like that in the leagues. There might be a Griffiquette or something like that. But, I mean, there are teams that have been going head-to-head now, or at least, you know, the bulk of their rosters for 5 years. Griffball celebrated its fifth birthday back in December. And, you know, it feels like the blink of an eye, but in 5 years, you can get, it's like some Red Sox Yankees kind of stuff going on. Even, you know, you have your perennial winners and the people who never quite get there. And you have people who hate each other and people who, you know, will double cross each other still. And it's a very interesting little world. I often say that it's kind of like a soap opera. We definitely have a very vibrant and constantly changing and evolving community, and it could definitely be intimidating. I could see that, you know, for someone just coming into it. But I mean, I'll put out the disclaimer: we're not as bad as we all sound.
Okay.
Sort of ego boosting quality, you know. There's just something about it. We all got a little chip on our shoulder or something.
Right.
But I mean, the bulk of the community is the greatest people that you could ever meet, who, you know, just spend countless hours making sure that, you know, a rectangular court is absolutely perfect in every aspect. And, you know, taking time to go through every one of the damage modifiers and health modifiers to try and find the perfect balance for a game type. You know, the people who are really in there, you know, they really truly love the game, and it shows. You know, we might seem a little clicky sometimes, sort of, but it's not like that at all. We are definitely part of the Halo community, and we love the rest of the Halo community, and we will totally leave the Griffball playlist to go and shoot things with you, but you are going to need a large backpack, most likely.
All right.
It's in Griffball, I won't lie. There are some people that are pretty just badass all around. But
so I kind of see Griffball as it's not quite on the level of popularity of, like, say, MLG. But there's definitely the aspect to Griffball where you have these teams that have developed over the years. And like you said, Griffball turned 5 back in December. And there's this teams that build up and they're closely knit. And then there's rivalries that are everywhere. And I mean, I see like AGLA, there's NGA, there's a Griffball Hub. So there's multiple communities out there. And it's just like each one of these different leagues have something unique to take back from it. And it's just interesting to see while it's not as big as MLG and competitive gaming, it's like all of these, everything that you see happening in the realm of Griffball for Halo is kind of indicative of the same characteristics of the competitive side of Halo. So I have a feeling if this were to be like professionally picked up by someone, this could be something as big as MLG.
Oh, I totally believe in that. I am a follower of that logic. It is definitely very competitive. And since the NGA has come about, I've done a lot of streaming of some really great games of some of these veteran teams that are just, you know, amazing, really. And it's fun to watch. I've never once minded or gotten bored or wanted to stop streaming a game that went, you know, say over an hour. You know, it's you can really get into it, even if, you know, I know some people have their moms come watch sometimes and things like that. And, you know, there are some that are like into the game. You know, I have a friend whose dad is kind of like a backseat driver for him. And when he's playing, you know, he'll critique him and, you know, hey, why didn't you sword that guy over there? You know, what are you thinking? You know, where are we? Oh, and oh, wow, you just like, wow, that was great. You got through all of them. You matchmaking those kids, son. I'm proud. And
oh, boy.
Yep. Well, that's Papa Inhale. That'll be shout out number one, I guess. Papa Inhale's a pretty cool dude. But you definitely catch a lot of the stigma that, you know, Griffball is a joke, or it couldn't possibly be competitive on the level that MLG is. But, and honestly, sometimes I would rather like go out into Slayer matchmaking and match up against an MLG team than I would want to go into the Griffball playlist and match up against one of these pro teams. Like, it can get pretty intense, and everybody is just so passionate that, you know, things drive you and keep going, and it is definitely worth a shot. If you are a competitive Halo player, you know, you might think it's funny or something like that, but give it a try, and I can almost guarantee you that you will catch the disease, and you'll start realizing it, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning when you haven't slept and you have to get up for work in an hour, that, you know, maybe this Griffball thing has something to it. I would just say, you know, give it a shot. It is definitely, it's not quite the rough and tumble world that it was in Halo 3, but if you want it to be, it can be. You know, you can definitely still have a grudge match, and, you know, there are clutch stops and clutch betrayals, and, you know, there are highs and lows, you know, back and forth in the game, and it can be like watching football, or it can be like watching basketball, or it can be like watching whatever sport you're into. You can, if you enjoy something like that, you can definitely enjoy Griffball as that kind of experience, as like a team sport, because that's really what it is. It's just kind of in Halo, but, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't want it to go anywhere. It is, I think by this point, it's become popular enough in the general Halo community that, you know, everybody is at least aware of it, and it's not going anywhere. And it, you know, it may not be your cup of tea, but it is definitely a viable, healthy, and good part of the Halo experience. It is, you know, just something I'm really thankful every day that I picked it up obsessively and never let it go.
It's definitely one of those, it's kind of a niche.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it's not as much since it's kind of an official game type now, and more people are getting into it. But for a while, especially back in Halo 3, it was definitely one of those things where if you weren't that aware of it or weren't into the idea of Griffball, then it wasn't something that you really went out to go do.
Oh, for sure.
And now it's just kind of blown up. You have people that play it almost as kind of a profession, with all these teams that have developed, and watching some of these games is just ridiculous. Oh, seeing that they go on for hours on end sometimes is mind-boggling. In a way, it's I see it more of a sport than competitive, like MLG, ALG, or AGL sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
just because, and this isn't as indicative in Halo 4 as it was in Halo 3 and Halo Reach, but when it comes to the competitive stuff, there was a lot of individualism when it came to the competitive side. So you could have a really good one player on a team who could dominate the other team, and then have three other people, maybe not as good,
mm-hmm.
for something like Capture the Flag and Oddball. And I think with how they've modified Halo 4 from the old game style, with having it when you pick up the flag, you're committed to it, you can't drop it, and that kind of stuff, I think that thing encourages a lot more teamwork. But Griffball, from the get-go, you have to work as a team or else you're not really winning at all.
Oh, for sure.
So Griffball is kind of more of a team sport in some regards over competitive Halo.
Yeah, sometimes you can rely on that one person, you know, with either the great connection or who's pulling host to throw the entire team on his back and lead you to victory. You know, there are some people that have perfected the art of going into matchmaking and grabbing the ball, jumping over the other team, and instantly scoring it. There are a few ways where you can still be, you know, a superstar or something like that in Griffball. But for the most part, especially in Halo 4 now with the ball physics, and the passing game is absolutely huge. There are, you know, teams practice different ways of throwing the ball, different, you know, they're running routes, basically. It's kind of like a football playbook at this point. They have their plays. It has definitely changed the game. It was something that a lot of us kind of held our breath and we weren't too sure about. And it definitely has taken Griffball from what it was to something completely different that you can't necessarily compare. But in a way, you know, it is good because it has increased that team factor even more and given you more opportunities with which to interact with your team. And I mean, there are just so many different things you can do. People have, you know, launching has been there from Halo 3, right from the beginning, and getting that perfect launch and the perfect setup for it and, you know, calling the right code word at the right moment. It is, you know, it's a very involved thing. It does, you know, require practice or a lot of luck. And it shows. The teams that really, you know, have a philosophy and have played together for years now, you can see it in the way they play. You know, it's like they almost just play as one, you know, person, sort of. And no, I'm not calling anybody out for cheating either, but, you know, it's just people really put the effort into it and you can see it come back in the way they play. Griffball over time has definitely become not so much just mashing your trigger and killing everything with your hammer to, you know, a very highly intelligent and involved, you know, team sport. Like you were saying, it's one of those things where it's so simple that anybody can pick it up and play. But to truly understand Griffball, I'm not sure that even the most highly regarded people in our community, you could actually sign off and say, like, they know everything. You know, they have figured out this puzzle. It's bigger than that. There are so many things like that in the world, but I'm pretty sure Griffball belongs in that group with the rest of them.
I firmly believe that too. It's one of those kind of brilliant ideas that you just rarely see, and thankfully it happened with Halo.
Oh, yeah. We are so lucky to have that in here. And, you know, the fact that 343 has supported it and, you know, put such a focus and emphasis on it, you know, that is really, that kind of validates all of the people who have been here, you know, running custom lobbies when there wasn't a playlist, or, you know, waiting 3.5 weeks, you know, just to make sure that the announcement was good and you were getting your Griffball and everything was going to be okay. You know, make sure everybody's going to be home and tell all your girlfriends, like, just don't even bother calling. Yeah, well, it does happen, believe me. I have heard some things in my day through party chat. You know, there are definitely, you could have, like, the Real Housewives of Griffball if we wanted to go down that route. There is is not always easy for our guys to go and play, but they do. And, you know, hopefully, I don't think Griffball has really ruined any relationship yet. I don't see how it could. You just get into a custom one-on-one workout, any problem you got.
Well, and while it's kind of competitive in nature, or it has become competitive, there's still kind of just the fun aspect that at the root of Griffball.
Definitely. When you're playing it, it just feels fun. You can... Griffball is one of those things where I can get into a party with people I don't even know, and we'll set a party of four, and we'll say, we're going to play a couple of games, and then we're going to do so-and-so, or right. You know, we're going to actually go to sleep. And the next thing you know, it's 4 hours later, and you've been laughing. And Griffball supports great conversation within a group of people. You know, even if you're not talking about the game the whole time, there's just something about the flow of the game. You know, there's... you know, the rounds to kind of set your conversation and, you know, start on the next topic sort of thing. And it's just absolutely perfect for having a good time with other people. And that's definitely one of my favorite parts of the game. I mean, I've been all over the different corners of the Griffball world by this point. I've played with, you know, the most respected Halo 3 veterans. I have played with, you know, outright stat patters. And, you know, that's something actually with our league that... we, you know, it's not that we turn a blind eye. We're more of the mindset that if you pay $60 for a game and you are not breaking any rules, then we have no right to tell you how you can play. But there is definitely in the community a giant fracture between, you know, those two groups of people that I just mentioned, for instance.
Yeah. And,
you know, it kind of speaks to Griffball being, you know, a universally great sport, because you can have these people who are equally passionate about the game in completely different black and white ways, but both would, you know, spend their time, you know, putting it into maps, putting it into practice, putting it into making game types and other fun variants. And it's just, it has really been an eye-opening experience to kind of take that stance and, you know, get to know all these different people and why they play Griffball that way, or why they feel this way about Griffball. You know, everybody has their own little backstory, but in the end, everybody is just, you know, they found something that they really truly enjoy. And, you know, whether or not some of them like to, you know, try and make kids upset while they play, you know, it is what it is. It's Halo. You know, that's going to happen anyway. But, I mean, that is definitely a dangerous tangent to go on, that stat padding thing. So I'm going to change my subject here.
So. All right. And another thing is, Griffball is just such just so far from the norm of what Halo typically is. It's just kind of a nice refresh to the game. And I kind of feel that racing is the same way, and I know people have been complaining for a while since Halo 4 came out, where's the racing game type? And talking with people, it's definitely something that they're going to try to do if they can do it. If it's possible to get race in Halo 4, they're going to find a way to do it.
Oh, I would love to have race back in the game. That is one of those special little things that made Halo special, you know, all this time, that we had the option to do that when really...
because that was one of the things I was in from day one. Race was in Halo 1.
Yeah, and in a game like Halo, why would you ever expect something like that or even ask for something like that? But you know what? It was there, and it was just amazing. And, I mean, it really speaks to the whole idea of Halo from day one anyway. Like, you know, there was really... It was such a great community right off the bat for, you know, collaboration and being able to share your files and... you know, theater mode and just all these options that even allowed something like Griffball to be born in the first place. It just, for me personally, it validates and speaks to why I will be a Halo fangirl forever. You will not see a Call of Duty in my hand, I promise. Just mostly because it costs a lot of money to buy 2 copies of every game we want to play. But
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, just, I have been happy with Halo since, you know, the first time I played it. And, you know, sometimes I disagree with things. Sometimes I think things could be better. And, you know, we all do that. And sometimes the servers crash and we all get very upset. But that's life in an online game. And, you know, I see myself playing Halo I see myself having a Griffball team with my kids here in a couple of years when they're old enough to hold the controller properly. It is a part of my life. And I guess at this point, I should probably drop the fact that our second daughter, who's going to be one, she's going to turn one in just under 2 months now. Her name is legitimately, legally Cortana. And we love that. And it was just something we said offhand in the hospital. And the doctors and nurses just, they clearly had never played Halo because they had these blank looks on their faces. But they said, oh, that is so beautiful. And I mean, Halo has been such an important part of our lives. It helped grow my personal relationship, and my marriage. It is what we do together. We don't have a bowling league or, a bar we go out to or anything like that. We have Halo and we have a great community of friends, and I would even call most of them family at this point. And, it is definitely, especially with taking on the responsibilities of a league, it is tested our strengths and helped us find new ones and, allowed us to work with even more awesome people. And I mean, the bottom line is just Halo really is awesome. We are all smart people for being in the Halo universe. We are.
Yeah. The community is really, really a great part to be of. Just everyone that I've been able to make contacts with just through the podcast and other relationships. It's just amazing the kind of people, the imagination, the talent, the passion for the franchise, and to see how, just to see the different personalities that just shine through some of the members of this community. It's just incredible to see something like that come from a video game of all things.
Definitely, you're completely right. You have all sorts of people, all walks of life, and they all come together and play this game. And, you meet people that you would never think that you'd have a chance to meet. And, you end up finding a new team or group of people, and you find out, that you're all wildly similar. And so many of these people that run these communities and do the podcasts and are out at the conventions, in my experience, most of them have been, the greatest people that you could ever hope to meet, and for the most part, they're always accessible and, willing to reach out. And, we as a Halo community, we do charity things, it is something that I am just incredibly proud to be a part of. It is really a special thing, and I'm not sure that there are too many other games or series out there that can lay claim to anything quite like what we have. I mean, there are definitely a few, but it's a very, very, very special little world we have. Thank you, Master Chief, for protecting it.
So let's kind of, I think we've kind of gotten a little sappy enough, kind of reminiscing on how great Halo is and everything. But let's get down to some of the nitty-gritty statistics. So I believe I asked you to pull some stats for people participating in the Griffball playlist since it got released about 2 weeks ago from this recording. So do you have those numbers for us?
I do have the numbers for week one. And I love saying it because it's been a long time since I've been able to say it. But the numbers I have here are from Halo Charts, which is back up, not in a state as it used to be, but Firestream has worked some magic and given us some really beautiful, colorful graphs that are easy to see and work with, and it was just incredibly easy to find this for you. But on the 28th, on the debut, the high playlist total was 16,000 people, or just over, and it dipped to just over 9,000. That was the lowest of the day. So no matter when you went,
that's
to
play, pretty good.
10,000 people, ready to hammer you in the face, which is pretty awesome. But it didn't dip as low through today as the lowest total was. It hasn't dropped under 10,000 in population, according to this graph, for a high population, and it hasn't dropped lower than 1,000 for a low population. So, comparatively, since you can so easily see all the totals, I know that I have personally been checking every time I'm party leader. And what I've noticed is pretty consistently, Griffball has been right behind, well, not necessarily right behind, but just a little bit behind Big Team, and usually tied or just a little bit above in population regular Slayer and SWAT, which to me has just been incredible. I mean, it was never like that in Reach, and I know a lot of people have been begging for the Griffball playlist since launch, and you know, clearly they came out and played a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had any trouble finding games. I'm not necessarily a fan of the joining in progress. It has broken up my party a lot. It might be something hopefully down the road that could change, but I mean, that's a game-wide thing. It's something we've never had to deal with in Griffball, obviously, and it's interesting. We'll leave it at that. It's interesting. But, you know, it's been a pretty good experience overall. We've had, you know, not too many, you know, technical issues as far as playing, you know, some...
Well, I have seen cases where just the networking code of Halo just kind of breaks the game sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, my husband here, he was kind enough to continue working on the site while I went and played my first matchmaking games here a few days ago. And when he came to play his first game with me, we get in the lobby and we search and we load a game. And before it even loads, it actually bricked his console. And he just looked at me and he said, "Why doesn't Halo 4 Griffball like me?"
So yeah, red ring and everything?
Yeah, we had to actually pull the power out of the 360. It was one of those that you can't even power off by pressing the button. It was just ominous, but... You know, it has been good for the most part. You know, there are definitely some things that need to be worked out, and I know there's already plans to update some of them. You know, some little things with maps and whatnot. But as far as, you know, coming out in the launch, you know, there's something for everybody. There's two wildly different game types offered, which I'm sure you'll get into more when you talk to the people that, you know, worked on that. Our league is not a part of any decision-making process. We just get to play the game when it's given to us. So I can't really speak to any of that. But I've noticed that people are, you know, either rabid fans of one type or the other. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the future. Because a lot of those people are also calling out for, hey, we should just have one of these game types. But we'll see. It will be interesting to see what develops. And hopefully... I mean, given those numbers, I would really like to go out on a limb and assume that the playlist is going to stick around past Sunday into, hopefully, the very distant future, because that's what I would personally like.
Well, I think they said in the bulletin that it's going to stay.
Yeah, I believe the wording was cautious, at least the way I read it, because this is my baby playlist, and, you know, yeah. I don't want to happen to it, but... Hopefully, you know, it will be sticking around and they'll make, you know, the little bug fixes or whatever they might be. And I mean, I haven't really heard from, you know, not necessarily the tight-knit Griffball community, but the people that are in the playlist, you know, I haven't heard, you know, anything other than them having a great time. And that's really all that matters. And at the end of the day, it can be competitive, it can be stressful, it can be exciting and everything, but... The bottom line is, if you're not having fun in Griffball, then you are at that point where you're too tired and you have to go to bed. I'll sleep playing, and that's never good.
Yeah. I'm waiting for them to actually make the move to make kind of like team objective playlist, and then the big team objective playlist to where they can actually have a few more of the playlist people want. So people have been wanting team doubles for a while. There's people that want team snipers back. Once race gets implemented in the Halo 4, which it probably will at some point down the road, people are going to want a racing playlist.
Yeah.
And with Spartan Ops taking up 5 of those slots, they're really limited to what they can put on there. So they really need to be smart about combining the current playlists into suitable alternatives. And then having that, the other ones that people really want, the more kind of social fun playlists.
Mm-hmm.
Be added into the rotations as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, now that Griffball's there, you know, you have to actually scroll out of the list of game types, you know, when you're searching, and, you know, that's definitely a lot out there, and you can kind of see it diluting some of the other playlists, you know, like that poor Crimson DLC. But, I mean, you said big team objective, and that would be, that's definitely on my wish list, and that is one thing I hear a lot about. And I would love to see an objective type playlist. Losing Assault, that was a tough one for me to deal with. But, you know, the world will go on. We'll find other ways to blow things up. There are plenty of explosives in Halo.
It's just Halo is one of those games where it would be nice to have some of the older style Halo stuff be just brought along and just have the ability to have it there, even if it's not necessarily in matchmaking. So the assault game types, the bomb stuff, the one-sided bomb.
Oh, definitely.
That would be something that, even if you just supplied it for custom games, not even worry about doing it in matchmaking if that's not the way you want to go, but having that ability for players to go and kind of relive a classic experience in a new map, then I think that's kind of one of those things people that play Halo kind of hang on to.
Definitely. I every time I come across somebody who calls themselves a remakes forger in one sense of the word or another, the first thing I always say to them is Flag Wars, Waterworks, please. That was just like a random map and a random game type in Halo 2, and I've never forgotten it. It has always been my favorite. It has always been incredible. And, you know, I would kill to have that back. Well, I guess we all kill in Halo, or at least.
Smash.
Yeah, or smash. Smash enemies, score goals. But the assault thing actually really shook the Griffball community in a few different ways. I mean, we have the ball now instead with complete properties. It would be amazing for us, I don't know, maybe you'd call us purists in this case, to be able to have, you know, the good old classic heavy assault bomb and, you know, not have to worry about watching for the cross-court pass every time.
Well, one of the things I really enjoyed about the older Griffball style was just the massive explosion at the end and having everyone blow up.
Definitely. I mean, that's the whole point. You know, you got to take Griff out, and now Griff, he lives afterwards. And, you know, that is kind of a weird feeling. Every time you plant the bomb, you just kind of walk away. The explosion has always been synonymous with the Griffball experience. And just, you know, one other thing, I mean, one pet peeve of Griffball people that you will get every time is that we want our bomb kill medal. And we want it now, the bomb stop. We haven't had the bomb stop medal since Halo 3. And yeah, oh, that would just be absolutely amazing. That used to, you know, it would validate you as a defensive player. And it was just another way to rate your performance and, you know, see what kind of, you know, skills you had and things like that. And I missed that a lot. And I'm not sure necessarily why. I don't have a straight answer as to why that went away, but you know, it would be really great to see that again someday. Especially where we have my new favorite medal, the comeback kill, or the, wow, you're doing terrible. Like, that is the worst to get. Oh,
well,
my.
It's not, I mean, it's only after 3 deaths in a row, so it's really not.
Oh, that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, so I don't think that's really an accurate determination of how well you're doing.
Not true. I mean, there are so
even
many.
In normal Halo, that's still kind of, especially with big team, with how random stuff can be. Oh, the comeback medals is common, very common.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, everybody, or most everybody, picks up one or two in a general game. It seems from looking at stats. It's a weird thing. It's definitely become kind of a joke. And also another thing that I've heard as a little pet peeve with our community is the kill from the grave. So you can get a kill from the grave with the hammer, with the sword, and with punching someone with something you're holding in your hand.
Yeah, and that's the whole netcode thing, yeah. Which I... Weird. I mean, not to, like, rat out 343 on what they did, but We even had some of these issues in the Halo Reach netcode, and you would think after testing, because it worked fine in Halo 3, but then Halo Reach and Halo 4, the multiplayer networking capabilities just aren't there. It works when all the connections are great, but even when connections seem great and everyone seems like they're doing okay, there's small differences. Like, I'll go from one Griffball game to another, where one, I'm completely wrecking one team, and then the other, I'm pretty much swinging at the exact same time, yet I am dying before I can even see the other person swing his hammer.
Or on your screen, exactly.
Right.
Griffball has always been very, very host-dependent. When you get to the league side of things, if you have an important game, you want to find someone to neutral host that for you. And it was actually a really lucky thing. One of our main forgers, Dr. Chaos, when he made a court like the night the game released, and it was beautiful. And he used a bunch of colorful panels, and it was named Chaos Cathedral, and it really did look like a cathedral in there. And he had a bunch of those yellow shield doors on the sides, the walls, and just playing around in there, testing it, making sure it wasn't broken, we found that we could smash those doors, and it looked really cool. But in every game, there was one guy that couldn't smash the door. And so knowing who the habitual host pullers have been in Griffball so far, we've been able to determine that if you load a game, another community member, Crusader, he's made a map where he just has a bunch of shield doors, and that is currently the common host check that we use. And everybody goes up to a door and smashes it, and if you smash it, you're not the host, and the neutral host is the guy that's swinging his hammer at the door, and it just will not go away. So that was an incredibly lucky, like, first night thing, and I'm so thankful that we have a cool little way. It looks good on stream to figure that out. But I mean, there are definitely, you know, there are people who have a lot of trouble getting, you know, legitimate respect or props for being a good player because they happen to pull host. It has always been, you know, a controversial almost thing in our community, and it makes a big difference in games. You know, there are games where you can, you know, swing from a mile away and everyone on the court is dead. And there are other ones where it is just such an uphill battle that, you know, it does get frustrating. But it's a part of the game, and, you know, most of us are okay with dealing it. And it does definitely, you know, lend itself to some interesting drama from time to time. So, you know, that can be good, I guess. You know, it's at least fun to read in forums. And, you know, it's at least we have, you know, the whole neutral host thing to try and correct that a bit. And that being said, there's also, you know, a couple other things with the Halo 4 implementation. You know, we've gone back again. You know, there's no health packs. So we have, you know, your health will recharge most of the time. Well, there's two different game types. You'll get into this more next time, I know. But the shields and the no shields, and having both of those in matchmaking, that can definitely help throw off your game. And, you know, there are, when you sprint, sometimes it is hard to get your hammer to swing in time, and, you know, you'll get some funky, like, clash sort of things going on. And, you know, hopefully in time that can all be fine-tuned. I know that there's been, you know, an on and off call for, like, can we please have no sprint and have our old Halo back? But again, we're not going to get too far with that, with the whole passing of the ball, unless we get our assault bomb back too. So
right.
It's kind of like we need to beg for the whole world. And, you know, there's definitely, you know, a stigma. No one wants to be the bad guy, you know, using a modded file or anything like that. And, you know, we responded to community members, and when we found out there was one, we let them know, and, you know, that really didn't go over too well. And, you know, we never wanted to go behind 343's back or anything, but, you know, this is a game that we are all pretty crazy over. And, you know, our thinking was it existed, you know, nobody did anything wrong to get their hands on this. You know, none of us made it, and it was, you know, it was a very interesting experiment to try. And I would really love, you know, I don't want to step on any toes. Our league doesn't want to step on any toes, and we just want to offer the community what it wants. And, you know, if it turns out that what they do want in the end is something closer to a return to the norm. I just hope that down the road, something like, you know, the sprint or the instant respawn toggles for those would just be absolutely incredible. Just to try the different things and the different combinations. I mean, Griffball is really a big game of rock, paper, scissors. You know, you got ball beats hammer, hammer beats sword beats ball. And that's kind of like the holy grail as far as we're concerned. If you can get that working and equal and fair, you know, on most connections between most players, then that to us would be the ideal Griffball game type. Halo 4 was cool with the shields because it brought back sword clashing, which if you've ever done that in Halo 3 or now.
Oh my God,
that is a joy. It's stressful too. And you never want to lose it, especially on like the seventh or eighth slash. But I mean, oh, there's nothing quite like that.
Yeah. And there was always a guessing game of, okay, is he going to go for the full lunge or is he going to do the melee?
Exactly.
It's
kind of like a rock'em sock'em boppers for Halo. I've always really enjoyed that, and I'm not much of a sword person. But if you play with the shields to enable the sword clashing and have that, then you're going to have a lot of hammer clashes as well. And you're going to have a lot of times where people swing at each other and no one dies, and they just fly backwards across court instead. And no one's really a big fan of bounce back, so it's a tough call how we want to go forward. And if there were anything at all that could make it easier, it would be the more options. And I know we're not the only community that's, you know, hoping and begging and asking for them. And, you know,
right. Because I've even heard kind of similar complaints for stuff like CTF where you can't drop the flag.
Exactly.
So the competitive community is all up in arms about being able to drop the flag if you have rockets in your backpack. But in my opinion, for something like that, that actually enforces more teamwork. So for a capture the flag, I don't mind having it when you pick up the flag, you commit to it. Now, there are some things where it's like having to pick up the flag when you touch it instead of having to hold extra something to pick it up. Because there may be a case where you're by the flag, but you don't want to pick it up and you have rockets or something, then you somehow pick it up. It's like, oh, well, now I can't defend myself and my plan of shooting the guy and then pulling the flag is now gone to hell.
Oh, exactly. I mean, in Griffball, we got a word for that. It's called fishing. And now, if you're playing the default Griffball type, which I kind of wish the Griffball name had gone on the Griffball Pro one, because it's more like normal Griffball, but we'll just suffice it to say I'm making air quotes. In that game type with the auto pickup, it is more frustrating than anything to have, you know, the ball cross your path or to have someone throw the ball into your back and you don't even know it's coming. Or, you know, one of those crazy, because that ball flies like it doesn't have care in the world. You know, it comes
yeah,
on the ceiling and like there it is on you. And, you know, that hammer swing that you were in the process of doing, oh, no. Don't worry about that. It's not really happening. You know, it's really frustrating in that aspect. At least that's one of the things that we can toggle. But
And that's a really interesting subject because there's a lot of different aspects, and this doesn't just apply to Griffball. This also applies to other game types of Halo, but there's kind of multiple viewpoints on doing certain things. So like the auto pickup, some people would think that's probably the best idea in the world, and other people, probably more veteran people, would be like, no, I want to be able to hold X. But the priority should be of picking up an objective instead of getting into a vehicle.
Oh, definitely.
Like on Reach, whenever you would have someone drive a Warthog into the hemorrhage bases, have the override to pick up the flag instead of the driving the vehicle. That would be something a little bit smarter, have that kind of override somehow.
Oh, definitely. There's nothing more frustrating with, like, you know, going to, you know, get in a vehicle or, you know, do something else with an action button and end up just like dropping your power weapon and then having to like look down and, hey, where'd I put that rocket? You know, it should be around here somewhere, right? And that's always definitely been a frustrating thing. And to go back to the capture the flag, we actually, a friend of ours who we've known for a long time, he created, in most likely a fit of giggles if I know him, this great game type that we played in Reach. And it was basically stockpile with Griffball rules, four teams. And Griffpile, if you're ever back on Halo Reach, Dirty Birdie, his file share should still have it. It is an amazing experience. We've played it as a 2v2v2v2 and also as a 4v4v4v4.
Whoa.
And that 16-player game type, I've never seen something so crazy.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you've got hammers, you've got swords, and you've got 16 people running around with a flag. And, I mean, I've never had so much fun in my life. But now come Halo 4, he comes and signs on. He is ready to recreate Griffpile because, I mean, our community really, really had a great positive reaction to it. And, you know, he takes a look at the settings in Capture the Flag, and because of the pistol thing, it doesn't make sense for us to create it because of, you know, what are you going to do with one pistol on a field of hammers and swords? Like, that greatly changes the point of the entire thing. And, you know, stuff like that is very frustrating. I have no trouble with the, you know, once you pick up the flag, you're stuck with it. You know, that's cool. You can deal with that. Flag passes were great, but, you know, they were also definitely used to troll some people and, you know, not necessarily the nicest thing in the world to do. And it's, you know, just a different option. But where Halo has always been that game where, you know, you can create these amazing things and pretty much do anything. You know, it's very frustrating to not have the same amount of options. And, I mean, I would give anything to be able to bring back the things we've done before and, you know, create new things. But it does definitely feel like we're somewhat limited. And, you know, there's no one wants to be the bad guy and go ahead and do it anyway, you know, when you're not necessarily supposed to. But, you know, it's, if it goes on long enough and, you know, things, you know, maybe stagnate or things like that, you know, we will definitely look into game types that maybe fell off a truck, we'll say.
You know? Okay.
Well, that's how we got our no sprint Griffball. You know, we didn't go looking for it. We weren't the people that asked for it either. But to have that land on your doorstep when all three leagues are trying to develop a game type and open their systems and get a league going, and nobody is happy with any of the options that are coming out, and, you know, you're tempted to put in Reach just so you can play Griffball as you know it, or, you know, even worse, tempted to put in Halo 3 and play hours until you get it. You know, it definitely, and we're definitely sort of purists. We are very much so, like sort of National League rules. You know, there's no designated hitter in Griffball. Okay. And, you know, it is very important to us all that the game feels right. And it took a good 6 months, if not more, in Reach for, you know, a consensus where everybody was happy with the status quo of the game type. And, you know, while it was great for, you know, the general community at large in Halo to have things to try, you know, like Jetpack Griffball and the Blarg Ball. And
I loved Blarg Ball, but I hate Jetpack Griffball.
Jetpack Griffball, I shouldn't. No, I'm just. We had a saying with Jetpack Griffball, actually Jumppack Griffball, because that one infuriated me even more. But anyway.
Griffball Dash
was interesting thing too, and actually kind of an interesting example of working with the developers to change things. Like in Reach, when Griffball first hit, or not even before then, when the custom type game types were made for the first league, which was before matchmaking, they came out with something called Evolved, and it just had Evade, and you could barrel roll in it. That horrible barrel roll. If you've ever been barrel rolled in matchmaking, you know what I'm talking about. It, you know, it looks like a sort of glitchy move. It's very difficult to, you know, get the timing down right to do it. And you can basically just glide across, you know, up to 2/3 of the court usually and just go score the bomb. And when Evolved came to matchmaking as an option with the vanilla or regular Griffball, the barrel roll was allowed. It was, you know, it was in the code. It was part of the game. But people, for whatever reason, didn't like it. And very quickly, once that playlist dropped, it was, you know, edited by Bungie and taken out of there. Because there's no option. I mean, like, you know, turn on barrel roll, good luck if you don't know how to do it. So, you know, that was that, and the barrel roll was gone. But then later down the road, evolved into Dash, where you added Sprint to the mix, and then all of a sudden, there you go, you've got the barrel roll back again. You know, it was definitely something that was able to be communicated and edited to, you know, at least in my opinion, in the first change to promote, you know, maybe fairer, more level playing field. And then Dash was just a beast in itself. Dash is a very special thing. I enjoy it, you know, to some extent. I would never want to run a bomb, and it's so stressful.
I'm not a fan of it personally.
I like tanking in it, especially compared to sprinting in Halo 4 and tanking. Dash looks absolutely beautiful. But, you know, it was never my first choice, and I was always glad that vanilla was always the default. And then, you know, if you ran with a party, you were definitely going to get what you wanted. And that's another thing that's frustrating about Halo 4. Like, I would really prefer it if the default was switched to the pro, because that at least is the closer one to what people know as Griffball.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of why they're labeling it pro, because that's what they're doing for... I think kind of the CTF and the Slayer stuff. Or maybe they could go along the route of doing Infinity Griffball and then making Griffball Pro Griffball.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the biggest deal in the world. I mean, you play a couple games of each and you know what you like and what each one is. But, you know, that's just my personal... It's not a big deal whatsoever. You know, just...
I personally don't mind either. Because... Yeah. While I like the pro version as being Griffball as to the core as much as Griffball can be for Halo 4, I do like how the changes for Griffball and Halo 4 really just kind of give a different spin off of the game type. The ability to throw the ball, that changes the game completely, and it's fun to play for me.
Oh, definitely. There's nothing like catching the end zone pass and being the star of the games. It is a very I'm going to Disney World sort of feeling. It is not a bad thing. It is very cool when it works out. But it is very frustrating, especially in, say, a league game, where now a team is able to try and score in advance, and if they can't for whatever reason or they get stuck, well, okay, throw the ball back to the... you know, our spawn, and then we'll pick it up again when we instantly respawn, and we'll just pick up where we left off. Whereas before, you know, a throw was something much more difficult and required skill and practice, and it wouldn't go very far. You know, you had to really know what you were doing, and your teammates had to know that there was a chance that you were going to do that, because they would have to be close. And, you know, in some ways it feels, you know, sort of like a nerfing. And the sword, too, is definitely very, very different in the game types in matchmaking and in Halo 4. And, okay. You know, it's not the same energy sword it used to be.
So, I guess kind of going through everything here, what's from, I guess, your community standpoint in terms of what you guys like or dislike? What's kind of the things that Halo 4 has introduced into Griffball that you like the most, and then what are the things that you wish that were the same from Halo 3 and Halo Reach? What are the kind of the big ticket items?
All right. Well, big ticket, the sprint thing, that it changes so many aspects of the game, especially when coupled with the ball. You know, if there was, you know, any way to snap your fingers and have the option to not sprint, have an assault bomb, and not be able to instantly respawn, I'm sure that we could find some sort of balance. And we have so many dedicated people that are, you know, they will spend all night trying all the different increments on every setting in Forge, you know, just to see if anything can possibly be improved. Like, we're not going to stop until we feel that we have the perfect game type to offer. And that's not just our league, you know, that's the other ones too. I know the AGLA has worked a lot and we've had people, you know, working together and hopefully someday. But I mean, just losing those options and having changes forced upon us has really been, it's been difficult. And as a result of that, and there was supposed to be some coordination between the leagues to create their official game types and then suggest what they had found, you know, to 343. But in the end, just, I mean, people, at least Griffball people, you know, they weren't happy with what they saw when they, you know, stuck the disc in. And, you know, going through the options, it wasn't a very easy process to get anything done. And people got frustrated and sort of wandered away for a while. A lot of them have come back for matchmaking, but, you know, it was hard. And as a result, all three leagues pretty much independently created a game type. And they're all fairly similar, but all notably different. And, you know, it's frustrating for players to be expected to play, you know, 3-4 different game types there have been now already. And to have, you know, the people in charge of these groups not be able to agree on what is the most fair or what is the most fun or, you know, the best combination of the two, that has definitely been, you know, stressful and something that, you know, I don't like to give excuses and, you know, don't like to say, you know, we aren't sure we're going to go with this forever or, you know, even for very long, but, you know, it's what we have and it's the best we can do. I hate kind of giving up on that best we can do, but even though the Griffball and matchmaking is fun and, you know, I enjoy it for what it is, for sure, that's not any issue that I'm bringing up to play. It's just, it's not to the people who played, you know, 10,000 or more games of matchmaking in Reach, for instance. You know, there were quite a few of those people. It just doesn't feel the same. It's not...
Well, it's definitely not the same.
Yeah, but, you know, like, people from Halo 3, for example, when Halo Reach dropped, I mean, they came down on Halo Reach really hard. You know, some people wouldn't play in the leagues until the end of the game, and it was just so fundamentally different, and... you know, oh my God, how can we ever deal with this? But those same people, now that they've come to the set of options we have in Halo 4, a lot of them are of the mindset that, you know, the jump from 3 to Reach was nothing now compared to the jump from Reach to 4. And, you know, it's not like we're afraid of new things. You know, our community definitely has a lot of fun things. You know, we have like Griff Goose tournaments. That's Griffball on a Mongoose. That was made by another league that the IGL, the International Griffball League, who kind of, you know, helps out all the other teams across the world who might not want to play on our American time zones. And actually, I should probably say welcome to them, too. They're moving in today to our forums. We're going to be their new home for a little while.
Oh, so cool.
They can grow and, you know, they'll use our forums and our signups and our stats and stuff. And we really hope to do some cool things with them and work together in the future. So it was kind of a big day today. So welcome, guys. And, you know, they made this, people are sort of like, you know, rabidly into this game. And, you know, Griff Goose is sort of like a cult thing. And, you know, with the Griff Pile and, you know, there are basketball variants and football variants and all sorts of different things that we've come up with over the years in Griffball. And, you know, just to see the opportunities for things like this, for the creativity, for the collaboration, just to see those things kind of fall away in some aspects with some of the options that we were given in Forge. You know, it's definitely been a letdown. And if there were anything at all like that, just more options for us to play with so that we can keep tinkering until we get, you know, just Epic Griffball. That's what we'll name it when we get there. It will just be Epic
Griffball.
Because, you know, people love that. We all love terms like epic and swag and things like that. But, you know, aside from that, really, joining in progress, probably not the best idea. It definitely makes for some interesting games and party splittings and things like that. But I'm sure we'll find more anecdotal evidence as time goes on and be able to determine, you know, if it really is that big of a deal or not.
I would figure joining in progress would actually be a little bit more beneficial to Griffball.
Well, yes and no, because, and with Griffball, at least in the other communities and leagues, especially the or Griffball Hub, stat padding has become this, you know, big no-no. And for people who haven't boosted their stats in this way before, stat padding is basically where you get to the other team's spawn and you stand there and you know where their spawns are because there are four spawns in reach and three, and you just swing your hammer and you are good to go. If you get a guy on either side, you will force the people to spawn on those two spawns, and you have one guy stand a little bit out from the bomb plate, and there you go. You're going to make that team miserable. Some of these people will even go as far as to have all four team members stand on their spawns and force them to spawn in Forge World. It definitely became, you know, an ego thing and a bad boy thing and a stat boosting thing. And you know, it's very much so looked down upon in the other parts of the community. We are more so, we're into free speech and, you know, being able to do what you want. But what we do set, you know, very clear lines, you know, when you cross the line into something that would actually be, you know, illegal in real life, you know, if you're harassing or something like that, then you would be in trouble with us. But if you're being a jerk in an online game, you know, it stinks. It would be great if nobody wanted to be a jerk, but the fact of the matter is people play games as an escape, and the way Griffball is, you know, the way it exists, it's inevitable that something like that is going to happen. So with that, in Halo 4 now, you have join in progress. What's one of the main reasons you're going to join in progress? Because a team quit out because they're getting stat padded. There have been changes to the spawning system, and the instant respawn does definitely make it more difficult, but I have some close friends who are definitely on the dark side of Griffball, unapologetically, still great people, you know, whatever. But I hear from them that, you know, they've already figured out, you know, where they need to stand to do what they want to do. You know, you make a kid quit out now, chances are you're going to get another one to come into the game. So for a community that has, or at least the community that's in charge of the playlist, to be so against something and, you know, sort of try to make changes. Now there are six spawns on each back wall instead of four. So if you're getting stat padded in one spot, you might spawn behind that person and be able to pop them in the back when you spawn. But, you know, that doesn't always work out. And it just, it's weird to see how, you know, you try and prevent it in one way, but then the game settings in another way kind of sort of promote it. So where it has been such a hot button issue in our community, it's sort of awkward, and I'll be interested to see how it plays out in the future. You know, I don't want anybody to have a bad time in Halo, in Griffball. That's not what, you know, we're trying to promote or make acceptable. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is a game, and you can quit. And the real trick is if you pay attention to how these people are, you know, doing what they're doing, it's quite easy to get out of the situation if you think about it and work as a team. And I mean, the other thing too is with the ball now being able to throw back and forth, I've actually seen game films where people have been held back and the other team is on their spawn and basically playing keep away. It's just a 12-minute game of pickle. So, you know, it'll definitely be interesting, like I said. I'm not sure exactly how it will work out. I don't know how many people are out there to get their Killionaires and their Sprees or anything like that, and how many are there to play the game and score. But there's definitely still, I mean, if you were to say look on Twitter for search results for Griffball, you're going to find just as many people who are taking pictures of their TV to show their medals as there are people who are like, yes, I scored four bombs in 2 minutes. And, you know, it was a great, awesome game. You know, people just, there are different things that people take from Griffball. People play it differently. And it's just the whole new implementation is, I think it might end up being a bit of a powder keg to see what happens as time goes on, if the playlist stays the way it is exactly. And we'll see. You know, it's definitely up in the air right now. And
well, the playlist is still young in its age.
definitely as a baby.
Yeah. I'm personally one of those of the opinion where if you're not there to play the game, if you're stat padding or playing keep away, then it's not a fun experience. That's my personal take on the whole stat padding thing.
And I can totally agree with that. You know, it's not something... I mean, I'm lucky I've got a lot of Griffball friends. I rarely, if ever, search alone, say. You know, and I don't have people who are AFK or have just no idea what they're doing and they're looking for their DMR. You know, it doesn't happen to me very often. But I've seen it, and I know what a crappy feeling it is to be in, like, a sniper's game and spawn 5 times in a row and just get headshotted. You know, it's definitely frustrating, but... In that regard, it's been a part of Halo since day one. You know, whether it's a good thing or not, it's always been there. And there have always been people that will find one way or another to exploit the game to play to their liking. And, you know, it is definitely, you know, everybody has a different opinion on it. And I don't know that we'll ever totally agree. And I'm not sure that you could ever modify the game to, you know, explicitly disallow it or make it impossible. People will still find ways to be a jerk. I mean, this is Halo Land of the Teabag. You know, it's never going to go away. And I sort of wish that people would maybe adopt the mindset of, you know, oh, woe is me, this guy is standing here and not scoring the ball, and maybe change that thought process to, like, wow, this guy is a jerk, and, you know, I need to start thinking of different things that I can try to get out of this situation. And with the passing, if you sneak one guy out of the spawn and you want to end the game and, you know, play it legit or whatever, you even have more tools now to be able to kind of get around a spawn trap, and you have more opportunities to make something happen. And let me tell you too, for people that have been stat padded before and are really, you know, just not okay with the whole thing, there is nothing that frustrates the stat padders more than having people, you know, get out and score the balls and play the game legit despite their best efforts and end up being, whether you're successful and you win the game or not, just by not allowing them to do what they're trying to do, you know, you're winning a victory and you're becoming a better player overall. Stat padding is a lot like what a normal push is like to score the ball in a league game. You know, if it's not a pass, you know, hopefully you have most of your tanks leading your bomb and you are pushing into the goal. And you're going to have people running along the spawns in that instant to make sure that the way is clear. And hopefully no one instantly respawns, like, with a hammer pointed at your bomb carrier's back. That's another thing people are not too keen about right now. But, you know, it has valid uses in legitimate play. And it's just, it's such a fine line. And generally it's defined as, you know, not a certain number of kills or a certain amount of time without scoring the bomb. It's literally defined in other leagues, or I think just one now, as don't be a douche. So it's just a very difficult thing for me to sign off on such a gray area and just outright condemn it. I've always thought of it as a challenge, and nothing makes me happier than, you know, someone who's trying to ruin my day. Well, I'm going to ruin your day. But come on, there's no better feeling when you get out of a game like that. You know, if we can, you know, maybe change the general attitude and response to the situation, then we're going to get a lot more, like, excellent tanks, you know, really good hammer people that know their timing and know how to spin and swing and be successful. And, you know, we're going to come up with new tactics to be sneaky and crafty and get out of situations with, you know, the changes in the game as they are. You know, I kind of see it as an opportunity for things to get better. And that's why, you know, we accept people who admittedly, you know, play the game that way. And if they would like to come and play in a season of one of our leagues, they're more than welcome to. They're not allowed to do it in a game because we consider that would be disrespectful. You know, it would be...
Yes, it's different from just playing casually to playing in a league game.
In a league, so, you know, that could be a really, really bad thing. So, you know, and a lot of times, like, I personally have had several former stat padders on my teams over the years. And, you know, they come and play and they're like, wow, this league Griff Ball is like even better than, you know, I thought it would be, but I never thought I could be accepted here because, you know, I used to play in the middle of the night with some kids who, you know, maybe didn't play the game so honestly. And, you know, I never felt that I could play before. And, you know, that's why we've got our arms wide open. That's why our slogan is Griff Ball for All. You know, we're kind of like, I don't want to say missionaries, but we go out to the different people who don't play Griff Ball, people who think they hate Griff Ball, people who play Griff Ball in a way that is not at all comparable with league play. And we've had a lot of success, you know, in bringing people into the fold. And, you know, it adds a new dimension to the game. The skills that these people have change the way that a team will play. And, you know, the more the merrier, the more we can learn and grow, the better. And I'm just of the mindset in general in life, when you have a problem, you know, instead of dwelling on it, why not try to find a way and make some lemonade out of those lemons? You know, there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't think it's going to be that we change the psychology of the people who are going into matchmaking that want to do these things. But if, you know, with open arms as a Griffball community, we can show them that, you know, there is another option. And
right.
We do have a lot of fun. And if, you know, you think it's a great feeling to go positive 3 digits in a game or something like that, well, you know, it's an even greater feeling to have to work for those kills and maybe still go positive at the end of a game and, you know, score 4, 5, 6, 7, well, not 4 because you would lose, but 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 goals, you know, against a team that you know is, you know, stronger in some ways or have been playing together longer or things like that. You know, there's just as much thrill in playing by our old time rules, you know, as there might be from, you know, being a bad boy and, you know, doing what you do. So, you know, that's why our stance is the way it is. A lot of people have come to us and, you know, how can you accept these people and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, no community is perfect. There are reasons that people act the way they act. And, I mean, we've always been, at least my husband Shadow and I, of the mindset that, you know, everybody deserves a chance. You know, you should get to know somebody before you judge them. And some of the most hated, most frequently banned league Griffball players who turn to stat padding out there, some of them are our greatest friends. Like, they are the nicest, sweetest people that you could ever meet, but they have, you know, either other friends or they find it fun or they find it challenging. Some of them, they take it to their own sport. And, you know, it is what it is, and it's not going to go anywhere no matter what we do. I mean, it's America. I think we've proven that a few times over already.
Yeah.
Griffball prohibition is not going to work. Let's just that road. And I hope for a future where, you know, we can have, you know, longtime league people reaching out to those who really enjoy matchmaking and want to get better at defending from situations like that. Oh, we're about to set up a mentoring program for our next season and, you know, hook up new teams and their captains with some veteran players who'd be willing to show them the ropes and introduce them to people and things like that. And, you know, community mixers too. It has definitely come up before when we've been playing with other communities who don't play Griffball much. And, you know, they're like, hey guys, like, you know, what is going on here exactly? Like, what do we do about this? And, you know, we've been able to kind of explain things and show them, you know, a few little tips and tricks. And then, you know, you don't really hear the complaints anymore. You know, it just becomes part of a game. Like, remember those games back in Halo 2 where you would just spawn in the sky and fall and die? And that would be your entire game for 15, 16 minutes, whatever it was. Now, that was, like, incredibly frustrating, an outright hack. But it was still part of the game, and I kind of fondly remember it. Like, when, what is the name of it in this game? The Standout? The Lockout remake?
Oh, Shutout.
I always say Standout. I don't know why that's not even a real phrase. But, anyway.
Because it stands out? Ba-doom-tsh.
Yeah, there you go. It stands out in my mind because every time I load that map, even remade for the like third or fourth time now as it is, I want to go and I want to run down the ramp and I want to do a super jump and then I want to reminisce about, you know, the way things used to be. And, you know, things that were really frustrating at the time, they're just not a big deal anymore. They're just, you know, it's kind of like walking barefoot in the snow uphill both ways to school sort of deal. You know, that's just for our generation. The story is definitely going to become more internet-based. Like, did you know when we were your age, Facebook and Twitter were not the same exact thing, and we had to go different places or use third-party applications to be able to use all our social media? Oh, God, it was horrible. We're going to sound like the biggest babies when our kids are older, like when our generation grows up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, but...
So, from... You already covered a couple of things that are kind of what you see as a detriment to Gripfall. What are some of the new things that you really find as a good, new, fresh take on the game type?
Well, the first one kind of contradicts the way you phrased it there, but a lot of, you know, the looks of the game and in some ways the feel of the game, it definitely feels and looks more like Halo 3 than Reach in a lot of ways. And that has meant a lot to a lot of people in our community. And, you know, even if it's just a style thing, and there's definitely some gameplay things and some setting things that are, you know, more like the old days. And that has been, you know, something that has been a definite positive, you know, without question. Having it be its own game type and playlist, and that is just an amazing, you know, validation of all the time that we've spent pent up in our little playlist, and knowing that, you know, all those MLG kids, like, Griffball, what a joke. You know, it definitely, for people who have been there the whole 5 years and have, you know, gone online and sat around trying to get 8 people in a party together to play customs because that's all there was to play. You know, there was no matchmaking. The people, you know, who went, got their whole LAN party on, you know, with people in real life to get some Griffball in because it was, you know, the easier way to do it. It's nice to have that validation for those people. And I mean, we're all still around because we love it. We're all nuts over Griffball. It's just a part of us. And to be able to so easily share that with everybody else, you know, just it's gotten so much press and publicity, and it's just right there in your face. And people are noticing it. And the stats for the playlist definitely suggest that, you know, people are there and they're playing it, and they're playing it a lot. And there's nothing better. You know, what we love, we would love for everybody to love. So, you know, just to have that opportunity out there, that's amazing. What else would be?
So is there anything like game functionality specific, like, is the ability to throw the ball something that people are really interested in, or the fact that you can now sprint with the hammer, the sprint being built in, or like, is there something that passing specifically is new in there that people are excited about? Not necessarily being that it's what old Griffball is like, but it's a new twist on things that people are actually very interested in seeing.
Passing is definitely the one thing that I hear the most. There are some people that, you know, wish that the thought had never crossed anybody's mind, but it's really starting to win people over. And there are some teams that I would speculate have pretty much perfected their passing game, you know, for the game types that we have right now. And I mean, it can be embarrassing when they get out on the court. They just, you know, it adds a new dimension of the game. Now you always have to watch your back wall. You know, it was never such a big deal before, but that pass, you know, it is so frustrating to get passed on from across the court. And it is a great feeling to pass the ball and score when they just have no idea that you're going to do it.
Personally, I think it's ingenious.
It's really, really fun. I totally admit that I was on the fence about it, and, you know, I didn't know what I would think of it. And I'm not one to really run the ball very much, but I am one to tank and try and clear the plate for my team. So I have been the recipient of a few beautiful passes. And I have a few offers to practice passing with some people, actually, that I made this weekend. And I'm actually really psyched about that. You know, I want to get around and throw the ball and try and get better with it and understand it. And, you know, unfortunately, with the passing game, like, it's sort of validates the sprint setting being there, which a lot of people really don't care for. It is there's definitely some play with coming out of sprint and swinging your hammer. It's not always the most consistent thing in the world. And, we're definitely really, really nitpicky if you haven't noticed by the things I've been complaining about. But, you know, it is what it is. And if we do get to have no sprint at some point, you know, we would definitely have to go a whole new route with damage and speed and health and all that to try and equalize the passing. Unless, you know, we had a variant with an assault bomb in the future. But I do really like the passing, even with the ramifications and the other changes in gameplay that go with it. It is a lot of fun, and it does definitely bring a lot of new people into the game and into the playlist and give them something that they really enjoy. You know, you can be Tom Brady in Griffball now if you want to. You know, you can do whatever you want. It adds a whole nother level, and I think that it will definitely fundamentally change the game on the league level and bring a whole bunch of new people in general. And you can't ask for anything more than that. You know, that is the nature of evolution and things getting better. And, you know, I think that in the end, that will definitely be the big positive plus of Halo 4. You know, even if we did in the future have the opportunity to modify it, I'm willing to bet by that point it would kind of be viewed as, you know, old timers
standard
point. You know, it wouldn't be too flashy. I'm sure it would be fun to play without it again, but at the same time, it's definitely been, as far as change goes, because you know gamers love change. You know, that was
yeah,
probably the easiest to swallow in the end, and, you know, just deal with it, because even if, you know, in some instances it's a disadvantage to your team, at the same time, you know, you can by accident, you know, do the same thing to the other team. If anything, though, with the ball being the way it is, the ability it has to be knocked around by a hammer swing or even a sword slice can knock the ball across the court in optimal conditions, or not optimal conditions to us Griffball people, I would
okay.
Think.
Okay.
You know, it's different. It's definitely different. You know, people that have been playing the whole time Griffball has been around have totally, like, you know, essentially been caught with their pants down because of the passing thing. And, you know, maybe that's a good thing to be shaken up like that. And Griffball has definitely been getting into an era of, like, the God Squad team, where you have all these awesome people that used to battle each other for the championship every season, and now they're just teaming up. And with the passing game, it kind of evens up the playing field. You know, there are definitely a lot of ways to get around, you know, that team coordination and the court awareness and, you know, the familiarity with just the gameplay in general. So, and as far as things go, I'm willing to give the thumbs up to the passing at this point. I'm not willing like to see my assault bomb back in the future, because I'm the only person who just could not buy the Griffball plushie the last time it was on sale. I wanted to so badly, but it was before Christmas and I have two little girls. I couldn't do it. I was like a Christmas present for them, you know? And I love my assault bomb, and I want it back, you know, in some fashion. So, like, either, you know, Gods of Griffball, have one of those plushies show up on my door and I'll stop complaining about it. Or, you know, maybe in the future. And assault itself, I miss assault so much. I used to have so much fun in that game type, and I don't really know why it went away, and I would love for it to come back. And, you know, we'll take it from there when we get to that road. But, and the point is, the bottom line, Griffball is changing and it's evolving, and there's definitely some growing pains going on right now. But a lot of the people behind this community, a lot of the people behind the scenes whose names you would never hear anyway, because they don't really care for the recognition. They just want the game to be better. There are so many people pulling for this game to be awesome and amazing, and, you know, make some people think that, you know, maybe this is more fun than these gun things. You know, this is actually pretty cool. We would love to turn regular Halo people into Griffball addicts. That would be amazing. But, you know, we're always growing, we're always changing. At least With my league, we'll take anybody who will come and play the game with us. And we've seen since the playlist dropped, people have been coming to the site a lot more frequently, registering. People want to play. People want, they'll sign up for an account and want like a league match without having a team right now. Like, where are my players and where is my match? Because I want to play Griffball. And I love that, that you can't ask for any more than that. And things will definitely continue to change, and I'm sure interesting game types will come about, and we'll have a lot of fun in the process. And, you know, the rest of the Halo community is always welcome to come and join us. And, you know, what's good for Halo is good for Griffball, and what's good for Griffball is good for Halo. And did I say that the same way twice? I hope I didn't. But in any case...
No, you said it right.
I did say it right. Yes. Okay. I was worried about that one. But
it's getting late. We've rambled on a lot. We've rambled on a lot.
You said it. You said you. You did promise to cut me off.
I know.
But I guess maybe I didn't get too crazy then. You can send all the comments and I'll find out.
No, it's all good.
Never mind. We'll see. But
it's all good. All right.
It is all good, and that's really, and there's nothing more I can say. It's all good, and I see things getting even better. So if you're not a Griffball person, come and check it out. Matchmaking is not too difficult to do, and I'm pretty sure you'll have a little bit of fun at least. And if you do have a bad game, give it another try. It's not always perfect. It's like any other game type in the game. It can happen. And, you know, there are plenty of leagues and groups and people and ambassadors of our community and so many ways to get involved. And we would always love to have people. And I know the other leagues would too. And keep an eye on Griffball. It's the sport of the future. I totally predict MLG as soon as they pick Halo up again. Low blow. Oh my God.
All right.
All of Halo. All right.
So you want to plug your stuff again before we wrap this up?
Yeah, we have a few things coming up. First of all, we're at griffball.net. I'm going to get in trouble because I mentioned Shadow and Boss, and I should really probably mention our other admin, Rage, and our new admin today. And I hope you decide to stay with us, Mr. Active Hate. We also have a bunch of awesome staff members, and I promise you I'll get on another podcast and do the whole like Emmys and Oscar speech some other time. But this is really, I can see the Skype clock. We've been talking for a long time. But you're all awesome. And that being said, we have forums, we have chat, we have ways to find teams, ways to find games. We have our league action right now. We're in the semifinals now of our first Halo 4 league. And we announce all of our streams on our Twitter account, which is at GriffballNet. And every one of our playoff games is live streamed, so these will all be up. That's also announced on the Griffball.net site. And then after that, there we'll have an all-star game, which will probably be pretty funny to see. And we have a lot of events in the works. We have a draft rush on, or it might be actually by the time this comes out. We had a draft rush the other day and it was really awesome. We'll say that instead. And we've got a big tournament coming up we're doing with the Real Forums. There's information for that on our site and there are cash prizes for the winners, but there are only a few spots left, so hurry. And, you know, other than that, we're always looking for ideas and opinions and suggestions and whatever you have to say about Griffball, we would love to hear it and, you know, hope to make it, you know, a reality or better, whatever it is. And we are definitely committed to working with everybody. It is Griffball for all in our mind, and that's why we're there. So come say hi sometime, and thank you so much for having me on today, and I hope that, you know, I hope we gave the episode 343, you know, a good run for its money. I think we had some laughs and stuff, and I think we did all right.
Yeah, I think it's all right. Well, yeah. A little longer than expected, but...
A little longer, yep, definitely. That's probably the girl factor.
It's all good. It's all good.
No, thank you very much, and definitely, you know, if there's anything that, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a dead train of thought there.
All right. It
was bad, you know, the ramble. So
I'll take care of the outro. How about that?
All right, even better. Thank you.
All right, so we want to thank Squirrel Burrito for coming on to our show again, giving us a little bit of background behind the evolution of Griffball. As you've heard, definitely things have changed since it was invented in Halo 3, gone through changes in Halo Reach, and now we have it in Halo 4. So it's really interesting to see where this game type has come through, how it's aged, and it's kind of entering a new era now with Halo 4, so it's going to be really interesting to see how that really develops. And definitely check out Griffball League. Squirrel Burrito is with the National Griffball Association. That's one of the many leagues that are out there. I know from the state side, there's also the American Griffball League of America. That's the AGLA. And then there's Griffball Hub, which we're good friends with. There's also some international ones, like the one that Squirrel mentioned, the IGA, and then there's the EGL, the European Griffball League. There's plenty of leagues out there. Just search for Griffball, and you're bound to find a place to call home. So definitely give it a try if you haven't. It's one of those game types where I feel it's kind of hit or miss with some people, but if you give it enough time, you'll catch the disease, so to speak.
You most definitely will. I'm not only a president or an admin, I guess. I'm a client. So, trust me. You'll get it.
Yep. So, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you check us out on our website, podtacular.com. And you can submit any stories, any questions that you have of anything we possibly talked on here. Anything Halo-related, go ahead and send that over to us at submissions@podtacular.com or use the green button on our homepage. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. We have pages all over there. You can also participate in Monday Night Matchmaking, which happens every Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, where we go into matchmaking hoppers. And the new one for this week is going to be team doubles. Since we kind of do parties, we're not going to be diving into that one, so we'll probably do some Griffball again, and if the party's big enough, we'll do some Big Team Infinity Slayer. So definitely check that out on Mondays. I mentioned on the last show that we are interested in seeing what you guys think about doing something like Wacky Wednesdays, where we do some custom games on Wednesday nights. So definitely give us some feedback on that if you would like. Our podcast survey is still open. We would appreciate any and all feedback you guys have to offer. You can find that over at podtacular.com/survey. We also announced the return of our voicemail, which is 240-200-HALO. That's 240-200-4256. You can leave a message over there regarding any Halo information, maybe some tales that you want to talk about that you had in Halo 4, some funny moments, any Halo news, maybe something that you're working on that you would like us to talk about. Definitely drop us a line over there. Keep it no more than 2 minutes. And with that said, thank you again, Squirrel Burrito, for coming on our show, and we will see you guys next time.